The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master on his arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Start you out with a little story here. Not very long ago, I was part of a surprise party, and it was the pastor's birthday or anniversary, or I can't exactly remember what, but they planned this big surprise party for him, and the way we got him to come into the surprise party was we told him we were having a meeting, great big staff meeting. As soon as he walks in the door, I flip the lights, surprise, right? Big surprise party. Well, he confided in me later that he knew that it was coming. He wasn't surprised. He was a pretty sharp tack. But nobody knew that he was already prepared. He was a very good actor, and a good time was had by all. Now, here in the Gospel, Jesus suggests that the hour of death for most people is going to be an unwelcome surprise. "Be sure of this," he said. "If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into." But Jesus doesn't want it to be an unwelcome surprise. I mean, maybe it's a surprise, but God, if nothing else, he wants it to be a good one. Right? He wants us to be prepared. And my only little message to you today is the very best way to be prepared is to get in the habit of practicing God's presence. Get in the habit, and it's a habit, of practicing God's presence. In this parable, the steward represents you and me, and the master represents Christ. So the steward says to himself something we often say to ourselves. We say, "Oh, my master is delayed in coming." But Christ isn't delayed in coming. He's already here. Isn't that what we confess every time we profess our faith in the Eucharist? Yes, it is. That little host, we say that, is actually him. He's in your midst at every moment. But the operative question we want to ask is, are you in his midst at every moment? You see, every sin is committed because of the forgetfulness of God. Let me tell you four ways to remember God's presence, okay? Four little prayers you want to make. Prayers of petition, contrition, thanksgiving, and praise. You know, you walk outside, it's a magnificent day out there, isn't it? You wait all year long for weather than this. Who are you going to thank? Make it into a prayer. "Lord, thank you for a magnificent autumn day. Praise and thanks." Prayers of petition. Say them all day long. Get in the habit of talking to God. Here's my favorite prayer. I say this all day long. "God, come and help me." Great prayer. Okay. God, come and help me. Prayers of contrition. Prayers of sorrow. Do you make an examination of conscience at the end of every day? You really should. And the way in which you do it is you learn to make examinations of conscience all throughout the day with little prayers. You say, Lord, I'm sorry I said that. Lord, I should have lent a helping hand. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Little prayers of contrition. Now imagine this. Imagine that you were in on the surprise. Imagine that you knew the hour of your death. Ask yourself this question. How would you live differently? Bet you I can name three ways you'd live differently. Three ways you'd live differently if you knew the hour of your own death. Number one, you would not sweat petty things in life, would you? I mean the little annoyances. You know, somebody's late, the bacon's overcooked, the flight's overbooked, you got a boil on your nose on the flight on the night of the dance, something like that, right? They might bother you for a moment, but then shoo fly shoo, right? You'd move right along, guaranteed. Second thing you'd learn how to do is you'd learn how to give thanks. You'd live your whole life in gratitude, even for the smallest things. And I guarantee you, the third thing you'd learn how to do, you'd learn how to live your life in God's presence. You had no control over the circumstances of your birth. God brought you into this world, didn't consult you before doing it. But you have all the control in the world over the circumstances of your birth into eternity. And every day that passes brings us one day closer to that birth. And the one who's ready at that hour is the one who's been ready all along. It's something of a burden, you know? Something of a burden, I'll admit. But it becomes a joyful burden. Somebody once asked St. Therese, our very own patroness, are you ready to die? Are you ready to face God in judgment? She says, I don't know what that hour is going to be like, but I can tell you this, I'm not afraid. Because I know when that hour comes, it'll be my very own spouse who I see waiting for me on the other side of the door. Let's carry that burden, that joyful burden, gratefully, so that unexpected hour might also be a welcome one. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Isaac Joad, St. John de Rabuffa, and his companions, pray for us.